message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I want to appreciate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who has given me and you the opportunity to stand before Him tonight. If you are clapping your hands to celebrate the goodness of God in our lives, you can do better. Hallelujah. God has been so faithful. We are just about to clear the second month in the year 2020. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I also want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great opportunity. I'm not taking it for granted. God bless you, sir. The Lord bless you more and more. The Lord increase you and multiply you in the name of Jesus. Also, I appreciate Mama for her continual support. And I pray that the Lord will bless you, Ma, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are concluding our series on excellence tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that excellence is not an act. It's not a play. A man that will be excellent will make excellence an habit. Until you get to the place where excellence becomes an habit, you cannot produce fruit that is excellent. Hallelujah. And I want you to also know that you are destined for excellence in life. The Bible says everything that God created, they were good, they were excellent. God did not make a mistake to create you. And He didn't make a mistake to create you in Africa. And to make you to be in Nigeria. And to be in Kwara State, Ilorin, in particular, at this particular moment of your life. It's not a mistake. God has a purpose and an agenda for that. And until you get to the place of understanding this, you cannot begin to experience excellence as God wants you to. The mindset of excellence. Tonight we are concluding that series and we are looking at excellence mindset part 4. Excellence mindset part 4. Hallelujah. You see, many times limiting powers and factors tend to stop the destiny of many people from excelling. Many people are stopped from excelling because of certain things. May you not be stopped or prevented from excelling in the name of Jesus. Say, nothing will prevent me from excelling in the name of Jesus. Reuben was designed to be excellent. In the book of Genesis chapter 49, the Bible says, the father said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. My might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the power of excellence, and the excellency of power. This guy carries the spirit of excellence, but he was unstable as water. And he says, you shall not excel. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So many things limit people from excelling. And last week and from the previous week, we've been looking at some of these limitations to excellence in life. Number one that was taught by our Father in the Lord is satisfaction with status quo. That is, you just accept. You just accept where you are. You are not pushing. You are not striving for increase. Satisfaction with status quo. A jagba for long. God is not a God of mediocrity. So you cannot say a jagba for long when you are wallowing and living in mediocrity. Our God is an excellent God. Hallelujah. Number two is wrong association. I'm just trying to quickly run through and do a quick recap for many that have not been here. If you have not been coming for this series in the past 4 weeks, please get the CDs. Get it. These are things that will change your destiny for life. I want you to know that this series is one of the series that you need to get if you want this year 2020 to count in your destiny. If you don't want this year, you know, earlier today, as I was driving through a particular stretch of road, I said, look at this road now, everything is dry. In a few months now, everything will be wet. And in another few months, everything will turn back to dry. And the Spirit of the Lord popped up something in my heart. He said, look, that is the way the life of man is. Man, season comes and season goes. But I tell you, many will just allow season to come and season to go without making the best use of that season. Brethren, even though we're in dry season, some people are making the best use of the season. This is the season that some people are making their money. And when rainy season comes, some people will make more money also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? Get the CDs, get the tape, so that you can make the best of the year. Number two is wrong association. Wrong association. Wrong association. You cannot be flocking with a lizard and you want to experience the strength of an alligator. And you say we belong to the same family of reptiles. It doesn't work that way. The DNA code is not the same. You cannot be wallowing and be mixing with lizard, agama lizard, and you said, I want to behave and have the strength of an alligator or a crocodile. It doesn't work that way. Your association determines your destination. So please, brethren, if you want to excel, you cannot be working with mediocre people and you want to carry the spirit of excellence. Dine and roam and fellowship with people of excellence. Number three is refusal to listen to godly counsel. A lot of people feel they know it all, so they don't want to listen to godly counsel. Refusal to listen to godly counsel. Godly counsel comes per time, per season. Hallelujah. Refusal to listen to godly counsel can make you not to excel in life. Number four, is sinful lifestyle. Samson was anointed right from his mother's womb. In fact, before he was conceived, he was anointed by God. But because of his sinful lifestyle, he lost his anointing and the power and the dignity of excellence was taken away from him. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. He got to a point in his life, somebody that the enemy trembled at his voice and at his command. He started grinding pepper for his enemy. Hallelujah. As a result of a sinful lifestyle. Number five is lack of standard. I would have loved to talk about this the more. Lack of standard. Brethren, we live in a society where we don't look at standard. You go to a place to get some things, and when you get there, the first thing that you'll be given are the inferior ones. And when you send somebody to go and buy something for you, the person will not look at the quality one, will be looking at the inferior ones, the lower standard one. You know why? Because you want to make money. And that is why such people never excel. When you lower standard, when you don't keep the standard, you can never excel. Lack of standard. Lack of taking a stand for Christ. I'm taking my stand for Christ. Others may do it, I will not do it because I am standing for Christ. That is what made Daniel to excel. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these three evil children, decided that, look, we are not going to defile ourselves with the king's meat. They took a stand, even though in an ungodly and unrepentant nation, yet they could stand. And God honored they are standing. And the Bible said this man, Daniel, was preferred above all because it was found in him the spirit of excellence. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. Number six is refusal to update. What it means is refusal to read, refusal to study. If I do a random survey now, I said, yeah, a random survey. If you have studied up to two books, we are in second month, two books this year. If I ask us to raise up our hand and we are candid enough about it, I tell you, a lot of people, we fail. We don't read. We don't study. We don't update. We don't improve our knowledge. If you know how to operate black and white TV that people like me and some of us here grew up with, and you said, oh, black and white TV, we used to turn the thing like this, pa, pa, pa. That's how we do it. Eh? And now you did not upgrade and uplift yourself to the kind of TVs that we have now. You will be the biggest, I don't want to mention it. Praise the Lord. Every day there is update. You need to improve. As excellence is moving, you have to move with it. As the tide is changing, you have to move with it. You have to move so that you can gain more knowledge. In your chosen field of endeavor, you must update. I remember in those days when they want to barb, they use this kind of clipper that, like this. How many of us know that? Only a few. God bless you for those that know it. It's like they'll put two hands into it, then they'll be, it's the hand that moves like that to barb. Hallelujah. Then afterwards, they introduce another one. They put blade between two combs. Then they'll be using the comb, and you are combing, you are barbing for the person. How many of us use that? God bless you. Hallelujah. If you are a barber now, you say you still want to use that kind of a thing, nobody will come enter your shop. So you have to update. You have to improve. You have to grow. Wrong thoughts. Number 7 is wrong thoughts. Wrong thoughts. Wrong thoughts. Wrong thoughts. Don't think wrongly. Think positively. Don't think negative. Think positive. Number 8 is prayerlessness. Prayerlessness. Brethren, nothing happens on its own. You have to connect spiritually for you to get it physically. And I pray that as we go deeper into the study today, the Lord will open us up in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So those are the limiting factors that we have been looking at. And today we are looking at excellence mindset. What does it mean to have an excellent mindset? First, I want you to know that excellence is of the mind. If you have an excellent mindset, you will be excellent outside too. If you are excellent in your thinking, the produce of your thinking will be an excellent life. If you are excellent in your mindset, the produce of that will be an excellent life. Praise the Lord. A lot of times when you see people who lack excellence, they lack the power to create. You cannot have a mediocre spirit and you want to be a creator. No. You can't. You won't be able to create anything good. Praise the Lord. So you must have the mindset of excellence for you to do what? To produce excellence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The extent of your impact on the world around you depends on your devotion to excellence. And your devotion to excellence comes from the meditation of your heart on excellent thoughts and the meditation of your mindset on excellence. Brethren, if your mindset is not set on the things that are excellent, you cannot produce excellence. An excellent man is a man of value. An excellent woman is a woman of value. The more excellent you are, the higher your value. The higher you command value. And the more your value, the more your price. Praise the Lord. Important facts about excellent mindset. Important facts about excellent mindset. Number 1 is, what happens around you does not determine if you will do well. What happens around you does not determine if you will do well. But it is what happens in you that matters. What happens around you does not determine what you become. But what happens within you determines what you become. If you have the mindset of impossible, things will become impossible. If you have the mindset of possibility, things will become possible. You know, if you pick the word impossible, that word actually means I am possible. The word impossible, I-M-P-O-S, is it double S or one single S, I-B-E. You remove, split it into the two syllables. The first one you will have is I am positive, possible. Impossible. I am possible. So what it means is, it is your mindset that creates the impossible things. When you have the mindset of things not happening, it is not really what happens around you. Some people will say, because I'm in Nigeria, that is why I'm not excellent. It's a lie. There are some people in the village who are excellent. Some years back, when there's a particular mathematics competition, I don't want to advertise any company, that people used to do. In the early days of that particular competition, there's a particular secondary school in one village in a state that I know of. One village like that, if I mention the name, many of us will know it. They were the first set of schools to produce two sets consecutive of people making it to the top of that particular competition. The first set of school in the village. So it is not a matter of where you are. It is a matter of your mindset. What happens within you? Don't let anybody deceive you that because you are in Africa or you are black or you are a developing country, that is why you certain things are happening. No. Brethren, it is not of the family that you are even born into. Yes, I know the family or things like that plays some important role because you get some leverage and all that. But I tell you, there are people that are born into family that you can't even pronounce the name. And yet they are excelling in their chosen field. Excellence is not by circumstances around you alone, but by what happens within you. Number two fact about excellence is your mindset affects the outcome or event of your life. Your mindset affects the outcome or events of your life. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. The Bible says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." As a man thinketh, Proverbs 23, 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think weak, you become weak. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, our mind carries great power, an enormous power. The mind of man carries a great power. If you can imagine it, you can't achieve it. Praise the Lord. I said, if you can imagine it, you can do what? If you can imagine it, you can do what? If you can imagine it, you can do what? Brethren, don't let any man deceive you that you cannot do what you plan to do. In the book of Genesis, chapter 11. Now, I'll just paraphrase it. This is a story of the Tower of Babel. Children of men gathered themselves together and they said they want to build a tower that will reach from earth to heaven. In verse 4, and they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one, and they have one language, and that is what they say they began to do. Nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined." That is mindset. Which they have what? Imagined. Which they have what? Imagined. To do it. These people don't have crane. There's no elevator. There is no iron. We don't know of cast iron, concrete cement, you know, structural beams and all those things were not available at that time. We're talking of thousands of years ago. And they said, "We want to build high-rise tower that will reach from earth to heaven." And God said, "Hey, these people, what they have imagined, what they have set their mind to do, they will do it." That is to tell you the enormity of the power that is in the mind of a man. When you can set your mind on it, brethren, you can achieve it. Turn to your neighbor, say, "Let your mind be fixed on excellence." The beauty of it is this. The moment your mind is set on excellence, you will never want to accept mediocrity again. That's the truth. You will not want anything mediocre. Anything lower than excellence will not appeal to you again. Brethren, please, let our mind be renewed. Let it be renewed. Let's renew our mind from, you see, the problem is the society and the things around us, even our education system did not help. It's not helping a lot of people. The mindset of everybody is tuned in a particular way. And that has prevented a lot of people from excelling to the peak of their potentials in life. Brethren, if you can imagine it, you can have it. If you can create it in your mind, you can create it in the physical. If you can bat it in your mind, you can bat it in the physical. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three. It is your invisible mindset that determines your visible reality. What you create in your mind that nobody can see is actually what you will create that everybody will see in the reality. If your mind is creating something that is big, by the time it comes to reality, it will be big. Brethren, the reality of your life is set and molded in the invisibility of what is in your mind. Your mind has the capacity to create anything that you want to create. And that is why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Don't let anybody pollute your mind. Don't let people manipulate your mind. Don't let anybody subjugate your mind. No. Let your mind be set on this, the word of God and the things of God. Let your mind be focused, because God has given us a mind that is unlimited. The mind of any man is unlimited. Unlimited. Praise the Lord. Number four. Your mind makes things possible. Your mind makes things possible. I said it earlier. There is nothing like impossibility with God. The Bible said, with God, all things are possible. For them that are in Christ Jesus, who are called according to his glory, all things are possible. So when you have the mindset of possibility, when you see impossible, you just look at it as, oh, I am possible. What it's actually trying to say is that I am possible. I am possible. I can achieve it. I can do it. I can create this business. I can excel in my academics. I can excel in anything I set my heart to do. I can excel. And I tell you, you will excel indeed in Jesus' name. I say you will excel indeed in Jesus' name. Your mind is limitless. But the brain has a limit. Your brain has a limit. Because it's in a box. Call is call. That's a limit. But your mind is limitless. Can I tell you this? Your mind actually controls your brain. Your mind controls your brain. Is your brain that is the central processing unit? No, it is your mind. Your mind is the central processing unit. Your brain is the one that deploys what your mind has processed into action. But what actually is processing it is your mind. So your mind is the center processing unit. So when you process it, you send it to your brain, and your brain sends the signal. Maybe you need to move. So yeah, move. But in your mind, you've decided that you are going to move. Like if I'm climbing down these stairs, in my mind, I know that there are staircases here. So I will tell my mind, will tell my brain, there are staircases here. So mind how you step. Then the brain will coordinate the other functions of the body for me to be able to walk down the stairs. And I will not fall. But if my mind is dumb and it cannot think, my mind cannot process anything, I will just walk and I'll fall. And that is the way the mind of many people are. The mind of a man is the central unit of his life. Let your mind not be empty. Fuel your mind with things that makes your mind to produce excellence. Praise the Lord. Number five. Number five fact about excellence mindset is correct and godly mindset will bless your life. But the wrong mindset will destroy a man's destiny. Correct and godly mindset. 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 We do what? We build a man's life and blesses his destiny. Correct and a godly mindset. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, Don't let any man walk on your mind. Let your mind be the mind that is filled with godly things. Fill your heart with godly things. Things that makes you to think like God. Because ye are God. If the son of a lion decide to be behaving like a lamb, it has not changed the fact that it's a lion, but it will never attain the potential of a lion. In fact, it's possible it dies like a lamb. The Bible says, ye are gods, sons of the Most High. So for you to exhibit the godly mindset, you have to feed on godly things. You have to build yourself in the godly way so that you can excel in life and in destiny. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Examples of excellent mindset. Examples of people that have excellent mindset. Number one is a man called David, who later became a man called King David, and we are still talking about him to today. There's a nation that still carries the Star of David. Praise the Lord. You know, till Jesus come, we'll keep talking about this man. He was a young shepherd boy, but he had the mindset that is excellent. He had a mindset that is not corrupted by the situations and the things around him. Praise the Lord. David was able to bring Goliath down because he possessed a dominion mindset. He has a mindset of dominion. He has a mindset that is not of timidity. He has a courageous mindset. He believed God is with him and that God will save him. He believed in the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you this? It is not the catapult of David that killed Goliath, but the mind of David, his mindset, killed Goliath. Before he threw the catapult, he was talking, if you read the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, down, he was talking to Goliath, and he said, Goliath, look, today, I will cut off your head. He has no sword. He was not holding any sword. There was no sword in his hand. He said, I will cut off your head, you this giant. I will feed your carcass for the best of the day. And there's no sword. So, what makes him to think that way? Because he knows. He said, look, you have come to me with your strength and everything. But I have come to you in the name of the living God, the God of Israel, whom you defy. It's mindset. And he did not get this mindset by sheer going around with the fathership. He has been a boy that has been studying the word of God, who has been following the things of God. So he knows the acts of God. He knows the acts of God. He knows the acts of God. He knows the ways of God. He knows that with God, all things are possible. He knows that there is no man that is greater than God. So he said, look, you are talking like this to God, me. And the man even look at it, he said, am I a bamiker? Am I a dog? That these people, they belittle me so much that they sent us a boy to come and tackle me. The Bible, he was bragging in his own power. That's his own mindset also. Trusted in his muscles, big biceps, and everything. And he believed in his mind, that's David, that if I swing this catapult and this catapult hits this guy, he's going to fall unconscious. So all I need to do is run to him, remove his sword, and chop off his head. The whole thing has been rehearsed in his mind. Don't think it's by accident that he ran. The Bible says, as he threw the catapult, bah, and the thing hits the head of the guy. Don't forget there was the armor bearer. Why didn't the armor bearer stop David when he was coming to remove Goliath's sword? If the armor bearer tried to do, David would have struck the armor bearer also. So the armor bearer took off and said, eh? And the guy went to remove the sword. Pew. You can achieve what your mind is set to achieve. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mere looking at David, you just look at him, he's just a boy. He's not just a boy, he's a young man. Young man. He's not only young. Number three, he's poor. He's just a poor shepherd boy. Just a poor shepherd boy. Number three, physically, he's not matured. Goliath even looked at him and said, look at this ruddy, chubby, tubby boy that is coming to meet me. This small thing. Even call him dog. He said, this dog, this one. So everything about David did not point to anything great. But he has the mindset of greatness. And greatness emerged from his life. Greatness will emerge from somebody's life tonight in the name of Jesus. Brethren, don't look at that challenge that is staring at you in the face. Despite all the challenges, the sizes, and the armor of Goliath, the only exposed part of his body, the only exposed vital part of his body is the place the stone struck. You can imagine the focus that David must have aimed. The focus, mindset, focus. Focus on the target. Focus as, okay, this is it. This is the only exposed part. Focus directly on that. And the Spirit of God help the projection. And it enter. Praise the Lord. You will not miss your target in Jesus' name. He brought down Goliath not by the might of man, but by the might of his mindset. May your mind be set on greatness in the name of Jesus. Number two example are two young men also. I love these two young men. Their name are Brother Joshua and Brother Caleb. Brother Joshua and Brother Caleb. You see, this story of these two young men is wonderful. Their pastor sent them to go and check out the land in Numbers chapter 13. And if you read Numbers chapter 13, not ordinary men were picked. Not ordinary men were picked. Not ordinary men were picked. The Bible says in Numbers 13 verse 3 says, so Moses sent them forth from the wilderness of Paran. Wilderness of Paran. And all those men were heads of the children of Israel. The people that were chosen were leaders. They were not just ordinary people. They were heads. They were people who have had fellowship with Moses. They were chosen people. If you read much earlier, Moses had actually chosen some people to head the people. And these 12 were among. But they were just with Moses. They did not carry the mindset of Moses. And that's why a lot of people can be with greatness and they did not tap into the grace and the mindset of greatness. And people are wondering that, but you say you have been with this person. Why is your own life like this? It's because it's just there. It's not connecting. May you connect tonight in the name of Jesus. You know, while I was reading this afternoon, that was one of the things that dropped in my mind. I said, hey, these people, they are not just ordinary people. They are people that have interacted with Moses. They've heard over and over time from Moses how God has promised what God wants to do. They were not just ordinary people. They were chosen people, but they carried the mindset of grasshopper and they die as grasshoppers. They perish away. Not because God has changed his mind, but because they set their mind to nothingness. God did not change his mind. Read the scripture very well. When God said, Moses, look, I'm going to destroy these people and I will make of thee a great nation. In chapter 14, Moses interceded. And God said, okay. But because they have said this, so shall it be. Brethren, the excellent mindset is a mindset of victory. It's a mindset of the victorious. Caleb and Joshua had an excellent mindset, and they were able to be victorious. Others have the mindset of grasshopper, and they died like a grasshopper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 14, verse 20. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, and all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because, verse 22, because all those men which have seen my glory, can you see what I was talking about? They partook of God's glory and my miracle, which I did in Egypt. These were not ordinary people. These are people that have experienced the greatness of God and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. Let's go to 23. Surely they shall not see the land. They said it with their own mind. Neither shall any of them provoke me to see it. Brethren, your mind can create a glorious future. It can also create a gloomy picture, a future. Let your mind be excellent. Turn to your neighbor, say, let your mind be excellent. Hallelujah. These men died like grasshopper. They just died. They were wasted in the wilderness. May we not be wasted in the name of Jesus. I said, may we not be wasted in any way in the name of Jesus. Examples of wrong mindsets that limits excellence. Examples of wrong mindset that limits excellence. Number one is when you have the excellence based, a mindset that is based on your gender. Say, because I'm a woman, so I'm at a disadvantage. Who says so? I just read the story of a woman that just died. Her name just keeps to my mind now. She died 102. Can I shock you? I think Esther something, I can't remember now. She died at 101. Pardon me, 101, I think a few days ago. 101. She was a NASA mathematician. She's the one that calculated the projection of the space shuttle that goes to the moon. That's okay. If you project at this angle and you move at this speed, at this space, you will get to this trajectory and you will get to the moon. And if you move this way, this same thing will come back to Earth and it will land. A woman calculated it, not a man. A woman. It's not a man. When I read that story, I said, wow. If I wanted to copy it so that I can give it to my daughter to read. And I'm going to still look out for it and copy it and give it to her to read so that she can know. Don't let anybody make you to feel inferior. Don't be inferior there because I'm black. Please cut your blood and cut the blood of somebody from Europe or somebody from Canada who seems to look white and see if his own is white and your own is black. The two will be red. It's the same thing. It's your mindset. His brain is not having six lobes and your own is having two. No. It's the same thing. It's your mindset. I'm a woman. That is why I cannot do this. Who tells you? Who says so? Ladies that are here, don't let any man limit you. I'm not saying you should be rude or not be submissive and respectful to your husbands. But what I'm saying is, you carry the potential to be great in your own right. You carry it. You have everything it takes to be great in every area, every chosen field that you choose to be. You carry what it takes. I've never at any point see any white man and I think he's superior to me. You are not. I'm serious. I've worked with several of them, Europeans, Asians. I've worked with them. At no point. And with all humility, I can tell you that at some point, they see me different also. Praise the Lord. It's your mindset. Because somebody's skin is white or brown or cream, you now think that your own is black or amber. Because of that, your mind is also black and dark. No. His own brain is not having 6 lobes. It's just the same thing. It's your mindset. Don't let anybody put you at disadvantage because of your gender, because of your race, because of your creed. And say, oh, in Nigeria, it's only people that come from certain part of the country that gets job. Who tells you that one? They are the only one that gets federal job. It's because you have not determined that you want to get it. If you determine you want to have it, you will have it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. More so, you are a child of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, say there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in what? In Christ Jesus. You are all one. Hallelujah. Number 2, I can't serve anybody's mentality. They are just using me mentality. The key to greatness is through the path door of service. If you want to pass through the door to greatness, you must walk through the way of service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, people believe that people are... If you have the mentality that people are using you, you are the one using yourself. Hallelujah. I can't serve anybody. Oh, you can't serve? Oh, fine. Then you are not ready for greatness. See, greatness comes from the place of service. Every great man are people that have served. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want us to understand one thing, that when you are serving, do you know what you are doing? You are building. You are building. And as you are serving, you can see what the person you have served has built, or what he is building. So what you will build will be an improved, higher version. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It must be. I can't be serving and I would... No, when you are serving, you are learning. The place of service is the place of learning. A young man, one of our brothers in our midst tonight, was telling me something this morning. He said, sir, I was talking to someone lately and I told the person that, look, books and schools are not teaching the real thing when it comes to certain things, certain areas of life. Then I told him that, look, if you want to really know certain things in certain areas of life, I'm not condemning those, they are good. You've got to learn by service, because as you are serving, you are observing. And that is the key to excellence. Drop this mindset of, I want to become a boss overnight. It's not going to work. Those that have become bosses are people who have served. So to become a boss, you must become a servant. You must serve. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, I will serve the Lord. Say, I will serve the Lord. Luke chapter 16, verse 12. The Bible says, if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your hope? No servant can serve two masters. If you have not been faithful in which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And this is a challenge with a lot of young people. A lot of young people don't want to serve. They don't want to serve. Sometimes, I just look and I start asking myself, what has gone wrong? What has gone wrong with our society, with our values, where a young man will see an elderly man or an elderly woman, an elderly one in a vehicle, and we say, oh, that's my seat. Mommy, please shift. And the woman says, oh, mommy, please pardon me. Because of my leg, you know, as you get old, arthritis and some of these things, because of my leg, let me see. Say, no, no, no. We pay the same amount of money. You pay the same money. I pay the same money. So what do you mean? What do you mean? You are the head here. You can see that the man is struggling to stand on his feet, and there is the queue. And you can turn and you can see, say, "Daddy, please come and take my place." Then you go back to his place so that the people that lack wisdom will not start talking that Baba has jumped queue. It's wisdom. Took my mom to bank recently. And I go to the bank. My mom wanted me to help her write out the account details. And at the same time, she wanted to ease herself. So I asked a young lady, one of the staffs in the bank, young lady, I said, "Please, where is the way to the restroom?" And she said, "Oh, it's there." I said, "Please, can you help me take Mama there?" And why I said so was because she's a woman. She's a lady. So I said, "Oh, please, can you help me take Mama?" She looked at me and said, "No, I'm doing something." I said, "Oh, continue what you are doing." I took Mama there myself. When Mama finished, we came back. She was still at the same spot. What she said she was doing, I've not seen. With all humility, that Mama is the mother of one of our bosses, the same bank, that can sign and say, "Sack this person," and the person will be sacked. One of the mother of one of our top bosses. With us, I didn't say anything. I didn't know that somebody inside was observing. Another guy inside was observing. So when we got to the car, I said, come, Mama Imabo. Jumped the queue and said, "Mama Imabo." I said, "What does Mama mom?" Mama said, "Oh, this collected." He didn't even look at it, just looked at the money. He didn't even press the account, this thing. He just counted. I said, "Take, thank you." And when I was going, I looked at her, I said, and to the other man, I said, "God bless you. May you increase. You will grow old." And Mama also prayed for him. Ayada. You see, these are small, small, little things. Little things. She was still at the same spot. I remember the face. If I go back again, I will still remember the face. I'm telling you, if I'm in a position to pick two people, do you think I'll pick that kind of a person? No! No way! Reverend, don't have this mentality that somebody is always using you. Who is using you? They are building you up for excellence, for greatness. If you fail to be used, God will raise up stones. I want to be used. Father, use me. I want to be used, as in I want to be used, because it's in the using of me that the glory of God comes upon me. Have you ever seen anybody that God used and is downtrodden? I've not seen. If you have seen, tell me. The person that God used either in the Bible or this present day that God is using and is downtrodden, have you seen? Where do you get the word going there? Using me, using you. The gift and talent that you have, who gives you? Where did you get it? Did you go with 10,000 naira to go and buy it on the bookshelf? You didn't even know how you got it. That's why you didn't value it. Brethren, we need to understand that the excellence mindset comes from the place of service. The place of service. And as you serve, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Number three. I love this number three. I'm doing God and the church of God a favor by coming to church. If you have that kind of mindset, oh, it's a favor. I'm just doing the church a favor. In fact, I'm more than the church. Turn with me to the book of John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I read verse 5. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. And Jesus Christ said, the church is my body. Praise the Lord. The church is mine. See? We do ourselves a lot of disfavor by our attitude and by our deeds. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears what? Much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. That is, what it means is, it is in God, it is in remaining in the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ, that it is in your abiding that you bring forth the fruit. It is in your abiding. It is in your abiding. Brethren, you are not doing God any favor by coming to church. Neither are you doing the church any favor by coming to church. You are doing yourself more than a favor. I'm telling you. He said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. The church of God is built by no man but by God himself. God builds his church. So you can't see yourself. You want to excel. You want to work in excellence. And you see yourself as a child of God outside the body of Christ. Please, if you have seen an orange tree that is very fruitful this year, fruitful. The branch is so fruitful. That's the branch that has the highest orange seed. Then next year, the branch say, oh God, cut me. I want to stand alone. Since I can produce so much delicious orange, just cut me. And the owner of the thing cut it and put it down. Please. In how many days, it will become firewood. I'm telling you. Either the man use it to cook, or he refused to use it to cook. If he's using gas, he said, oh, guy is using gas. So somebody else will come and pick it. If nobody is picking, termite will pick it. Termite. He can't. He'll pick it and heat it up. Become useless. So the moment you are cut off from the vine, you become inadequate. 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 What makes this hand to be a hand is because it's attached to my body. If it's taken away from the body, it becomes useless. It's of no use. It's of no use. So, brethren, don't think that somebody is using me or somebody. No. I'm doing somebody a favor. No. Number four is the mentality of, if I fast, I will be sick and be weak. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in John chapter 12, verse 24, say, most assuredly I say unto you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remaineth alone. But if it dies, it produces so much grain. If you think you are preserving yourself, there are things that you need fasting and prayer to achieve and to accomplish. You know, fasting is one of the things that discipline the body most. How many of us know that? Fasting is one of the things that disciplines your body most. If you are under temptation, you are being tempted, there's a particular sin, a certain sin, please, fast. I tell you. You can't do 21 days and you will still be the same. Sincere 21 days with prayers. I'm telling you, that thing will aja as alone it will go. Fasting, especially if it has to be things that has to do with the flesh. Fasting mortifies the deeds of the flesh. It humbles the flesh. And of us know that when we are fasting, we are humble. You are humble. You are humble. The fasting mortifies. So fasting does not make you weak. You can be weak physically, but you become stronger, mightier in the spiritual realm. And the spiritual controls the physical. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How to develop an excellent mindset. I will just run through this. My time is up already. How to develop an excellent mindset. Think right. Think right. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, think on, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think right. Think Right. Let your thinking be out of the average. When you score 60, don't say, thank God, oh, I scored 60. Some people, plenty of people score 50. But there are two people that score 80. You can be among those two. I always tell my kids, when they score 70 something, they say, daddy, I'm the one that I scored 72. I say, oh, so what was the highest score? Say, one boy. There's one boy. There are two boys. They score 82. And there's one girl. Her name is this and this. She scored 84. I say, any other person? That my friend score 80. I say, said, but I score more than this person. She scores. I said, why are you comparing yourself with the person that scored 40? Why don't you compare yourself with the one that scored 88, 92? Why are you fighting with somebody that has 40? You are above that, so don't stay there. Move forward, don't stay there. Strive forward, press towards the mark. Don't remain at that point. Don't start comparing yourself with somebody that scored 40. You are already at 70. You are not in the same class. Think right. Let your thinking be above average. Let your thinking be excellent value-based. Think value. Think excellence. Think value. Think excellence. Think value. Think what value am I adding? This thing that I'm doing, what value will he add? I always tell my kids, I say, when you sweep, let somebody come and ask you, who swept this place? When you clean the plate, let the person using the plate to eat say, talo for a boy, who cleaned this plate? Let that be. Don't say, I've cleaned. You have cleaned. But have you cleaned to the point that somebody will ask, who cleaned this thing? Let that be your thought. Let your mind be on that. Get above average. Nobody's looking for average people again. Nobody wants average people again. Nobody wants average people again. You see Albert now, 2-1, 21 years old, with 4 years experience. Tell me, how did he have it? Nobody wants average again. Everybody wants excellence. Give your heart. Guide your heart. Guide your heart. That's the B part. Guide your heart. Guide your heart. Don't allow junk to fill your heart. For out of the heart proceed the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. Guide your heart with all diligence. Stop thinking on things that will not edify. Stop looking for things that is not edify. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Brethren, if you want an excellent mindset, let your heart be built and harmony around your heart. That it is only what is permitted that can come inside your mind. Develop that skill. Don't let your mind be polluted. Don't let your heart be filled with immoral things, impure and unpleasant thoughts. And lastly, quickly, dwell on God's word. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God, Colossians 3:16, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In all wisdom, in all wisdom, in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Brethren, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. There is wisdom in the word of God. There is all wisdom in the word of God. There is all wisdom in the word of God. The Bible says, the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, says the scripture is given for inspiration of God, and it is profitable. It is profitable. May you enjoy your profit in the name of Jesus. As you dwell on the word, may you enjoy profit in Jesus' name. Number 4, regular attendance of church services to assess the word of God for a great mindset. You see, when you come to church, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of one another as the manner of some do. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. When you come to the house of God like we have done tonight, what you have come to do is you have come to shave off some things from your body. From your life, you have come to remove certain things. And you have come to hide certain things. You have come to receive certain things from God. You have come to take away and drop certain things off. That is what fellowship does. Iron sharpeneth iron. When you want to light a coal, a pot of coal, all you need is just an handful of coal. Put it in between. I tell you, in a short while, everything becomes red. Brethren, regular attendance in the house of God improves your understanding of the Word of God. And the understanding of the Word of God creates in you the new mindset that God has set for you. My prayer for you tonight is that the greatness of God that He has designed you for will come out in your life, and it will be seeable, visible in your destiny and in your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to know this. You cannot attain to this kind of excellence that we are talking about. It is not the excellence of crook. It is not the excellence of arm robbers. It is not the excellence of those that are using their position to embezzle government money. That is not the kind of excellence we are talking about. We are talking about the excellence that comes from heaven. If you want this kind of excellence, you have to be connected to God. You have to be born again. You have to give your life to Christ. You have to excel in the spiritual for you to excel in the physical. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. You are here tonight. You want to surrender your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Christ. I want you to know that God is here and is ready to receive you. God is ready to receive you. Open your heart unto Him and He will receive you. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Christ, you can signify by waving your hand to Jesus. My time is up already so quickly. Let's do that quickly. Just wave your hand to Jesus. You are here tonight. You want to surrender your life to Christ. Or you have done that, but you know in your heart of heart that you are far away from God. You are not where God wants you to be. And you want to reconcile yourself back to God. You can do so tonight by waving your hand to Jesus. Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. God bless you if you are doing that. God bless you if you are doing that. God bless you if you are doing that. If you are watching us on the internet and you want to give your life to Christ, you want to reconcile yourself back to God, you can do so also. And we would like to hear from you. You can write to us on the email that is being displayed on the screen, or you can send us an SMS via the numbers that have been displayed on the screen. Father, we thank you. If you are doing that, you can say after me, say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your word that I've heard tonight. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Lord, I have come back to you. I have come back to you. Father, receive me. Receive me once again. Cleanse me from all my iniquity and give me the grace to know you and to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we rise up on our feet as we give God a clap as we rise up on our feet tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say, Father, thank you for your word that you have spoken to us today. Thank you for the word of truth. Thank you for the word of life. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to say, Father, change my mindset to that of excellence. Change my mindset to that of excellence. Change my mindset to that of excellence. I don't want to walk in mediocrity. I don't want to walk, oh Lord, as an average person. Let my mind be a mind of value. May I be a man of value. May I be a man of excellence. Change my mindset, oh Lord. Change my mindset, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, change my mindset. Empower me, oh Lord, for an excellent mindset. In the name of Jesus, empower me, oh Lord. Empower me, oh Lord. Empower me, oh Lord, for an excellent mindset. Empower me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Empower me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Excellence is a spirit. The book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. Because an excellent spirit was in him. Because an excellent spirit was in him. You are going to say, Father, empower me with an excellent spirit In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, empower me with an excellent spirit. In the name of Jesus, empower me, Lord, with an excellent spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.